Hello everyone, it's your boy Flinch here with another episode of the Hyrule Cast. First things first, I want to wish you guys happy belated holidays. I intended to upload this episode before the holidays, but, well, the holidays are always a heck of a time. As per usual, you can always find us on iTunes, Google Play Music, Spotify. You can find us on our podcast, which is I'm gonna link in the description down below, because it's way too long to read and I butcher it every single time. It's already linked, it's automatically linked, but still, it's linked in the description below. It's high-roll-cast.pinecast.co. I still read it. If you want to go ahead and tell us how we're doing and leave an iTunes review, you can go ahead and do so. Well, whatever medium that is fine by you. If you want to tweet at us, you can tweet us at HyrolCast. I'm currently creating a Tumblr. Should just be HyrolCast.tumblr.com. No spaces, no anything. You can send your questions and stuff there. We will be posting transcripts there until we figure out a better medium to post our transcripts to. We've already started transcribing the first episode. It's going to take some time, but that should be up at some point soon. Also, before we start this episode, I wanted to actually go ahead and shout out, well, not really as much of a shout out as much as it is a promotion of a certain product that I really enjoy. I don't know how many people that listen to this podcast are queer individuals or are members of the LGBT community. I myself am. And basically, if you're queer and you love D&D and you want some stickers, boy, do I have a place for you. Basically, if you want to go to Redbubble and check out Mac Z. Marie, I don't know if I butchered that or not. I probably did. I'm so sorry. It's MacZMarie. It's going to be linked in the description below as well. You can check out some super cool stickers that my friends made. As a queer creator myself, I feel like it's important to, you know, promote works done by other queer individuals, members of the LGBT community, if you don't like that word. I mean, I've used it freely to describe myself. I don't know if other people in the community are comfortable with that. I mean, hopefully nobody gets offended at that. I personally bought 10 stickers from her, and I thoroughly loved them. I don't have anything to put them on yet, because I don't have my new laptop. That will be purchased eventually, once I get them paychecks. So I'm waiting to put them up. But I will post the ones that I bought on Twitter. They are really high-quality stickers that you can put on your laptops and stuff. I personally purchased some really choice. I got the Bi Druid sticker, the Bi Rogue sticker, Bi Dungeon Master sticker. I think I got the Gay DM too, just in case. There was also like a really cool Aromantic sticker. And by way of spectrum, I mean a lot of Pride flags are represented. So if you want to check it out, you might find other things that appeal to you as well. There's a lot of other cool stuff. There's spiral-bound notebooks that I saw. I'm definitely gonna go for a dive-in. And Redbubble does this really cool thing where if you buy 4 stickers, you get 25% off. If you buy 10 stickers, you get 50% off. I bought 10 stickers because ya boy loves his stickers. So yeah, if you guys want to go ahead and check that out, it's gonna be down in the description of the podcast. I'd like to thank Jesse, who plays Ebb on the show, for making this wonderful theme that you're about to hear. I'd like to thank Sean, who plays Legion, for making the amazing logo and the High Ground Cast logo. If you guys still tune into the High Ground Cast, that's coming back soon. And I would also like to thank Kevin, our wonderful DM, for having the patience to put up with our bullshit and creating such a wonderful story. And honestly, just hopefully we actually find a schedule and commit to a schedule here in 2019, because I feel like we're all in a D&D slump at the moment, just because we haven't played it in such a long time, and like probably everybody has forgotten everything except for me, who is currently listening to every single episode as he edits them in chronological order. The next episode is going to be, I'm going to try and upload the next episode by either this weekend or next Saturday. So yeah, look out for that. That's a very special episode. Hopefully you guys enjoy it. I get to do a lot of stuff that I really enjoyed in the next episode. Alright y'all, now that we are done with that announcement block, I hope you guys enjoy the episode, and here comes that amazing theme that we were talking about. See you on the other side.
Hello guys, welcome back to the High Roll Cast. I'm Kevin the GM, we know everybody else. Yeah, we're missing one today. We're missing Gandhi, unfortunately he has something to deal with. So we'll be doing a shorter adventure today. I'll have some stuff for you guys to do. I have some amendments into the story, I guess stuff that I haven't been making clear last time when I introduced this campaign. But why don't you guys, whoever wants to recap the story so far, and I'll fill you guys as we go. What can you guys remember? What did you guys do last time?
Are we recapping it from the very frickin' beginning?
Not from the main plot points, I guess. Like where are you guys? How do you guys?
We went to a cave and we got a sexy massage from a man.
What was that? But I think
I got you. I know. I just wanted to do a bit.
There was a prison escape. We went to investigate that.
Yeah.
There's lots of magic. Balls are blown up.
Oh yeah.
Octopus.
Octopus is just a meat thing.
Were you guys heading anywhere after the prison?
We were heading to the one. Bless you. First of all, we were heading to that one town with the name that I don't remember.
Dresden. Yes. Remember Dresden from Germany? Dresden. Yes, I'm not.
Okay. we're heading to Germany. some of us were a little bit obsessed with slaving.
Oh yeah, what did you guys encounter?
So we met some slavers.
Yeah.
I tried to rescue some small lizards.
Some
little kobolds.
Yeah. I kind of tried to arm them, and I guess I'll need to buy two more daggers.
Yeah, I guess what.
Not that I'll ever actually freaking use them. Actually, no. You know what? Never mind. I don't need it.
I mean, yeah. I mean, they're useful in giving them away to other people. So I mean, it's flavor.
So Flinch turned into octopus.
Oh yeah, he did.
Beat up some goblins,
pretty badly.
That was the highlight.
what was the resolution? What became of those small lizard people?
I directed them towards the other town we came from. The one sorry.
Right, Fawston, yeah.
Yeah, Fawston.
The one where you saved. Yeah, I got it. Okay, cool.
And we gave them a lot of free stuff.
Oh yeah.
Well, I gave them two daggers. I mean, like, I unloaded completely.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. So there's that. Where was mine? Yeah. So like really minor plot points. You guys met the requisitions officer. His name was.
I'm trying to find this map. I just downloaded the wrong thing.
It's on GroupMe if you want.
But, I know. That's what I'm looking at.
But yeah. So I mentioned the requisitions officer. So I guess I wasn't making, I didn't make it clear, but like, I guess his inventory changes. Like you can go up to him and buy certain magic items, but he gets his stock from, prisoners. They've arrested and they've just taken their stuff and they keep it in there. So mm-hmm. they're in the process of selling it. So the items keep changing, they're rotating,
mm-hmm.
and he's willing to sell you stuff or give stuff away if you help out the prison, which is getting the prisoners back.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that. In regards to like the actual inmates that you guys are looking for, I've actually made up the actual prisoner's report from the prison. I'm from the prison guards. Just give you a bio, just give them more personality. Mm-hmm. I can start with Eggert. So with Eggert, he was arrested. I mean, well, the guard was called when. People heard kind of violence going from a really distant settlement, like a village. Mm-hmm. And when the guards arrived, what they found was kind of a smaller village and roughly about 15 bodies kind of mutilated and dead around.
Mm-hmm.
Eggert was in the process of kind of like, he was clawing apart this guy, is one of the villagers' guts and kind of, he was cannibalizing him, mm-hmm. eating his guts and stuff. And he was kind of being not a model citizen.
just a little.
Yeah, plus it was the midst of it, so he was caught in the act, and the guards promptly arrested him. He was uncooperative during questioning, only revealing his name and how the townspeople, quote unquote,
name, rank, and serial number.
Yeah, he has a name, and yeah, he quote unquote. I mean, he only said that the townspeople, quote unquote, deserved to be ripped to shreds. Nothing else. Prisoner is unresponsive to rehabilitation methods, and he does not deny his crimes. Therefore, the prison put him into confinement in un, indefinitely under the severity 2 rating, which is what you are. I put severity 1 on the thing, but it's severity 2. Severity 2.
Okay.
Severity 1 is for like minor criminals and stuff. When it gets worse, it starts ranking them by severity. That's the first guy. They don't know anything else about him. For Fela, she is an elf. They suspect her of doing some sort of she has magic abilities, but I'm not sure of that yet. Mm-hmm. They found her again with a settlement that's really small, maybe about like 10 to 15 people. But as they arrived, they found her. I mean, they were called because there were reports of unnatural magic happening.
Yeah,
it wasn't sure what's going on, so they went up to her and they found her in the midst of, I guess, few charred bodies around her hut, and she was planning to do what, according to the guards, were demonic rituals. They weren't sure.
Okay.
The prisoner, Fela, pleaded guilty during hearing. She said she did it. She's not responsive to rehab and continued to threaten guards and workers, and to quote-unquote burn the whole kingdom down, unquote.
Oh.
So they deemed her kind of unhinged and put her under confinement, under like a kind of magic-restricted environment alone.
Okay.
Both of these guys escaped. Yeah, and these are kind of the bio. I guess you'll learn this when talking to the guards when doing your research.
Okay.
So just to give these guys more flavor. You guys don't know where they are right now, so you guys are heading to Dresden to maybe ask somebody, or what were you guys planning to do?
We were heading. If I remember correctly, we were heading to Dresden to, like, you know, like that's the biggest settlement that was close to us.
Yeah,
which is why. Yeah.
Yes.
I think so.
And so, like, and apparently someone just really wanted to buy some slaves.
But he's not here right now. But
yeah.
Okay. We'll just move
that's
on
good.
About that. I guess that's not a big deal. But yeah, you guys got out of a fight. You guys saved some kobolds, which was nice of you. And it's like in the evening now. The sun's setting down, it's getting pretty dark. You guys are in a pretty dense forest. Dresden is about maybe another 5-6 hours trek. What do you guys want
to
do?
Maybe take a quick rest to recover some slots.
Yeah, just a few slots.
If you take a full night's rest, I'll let you guys regain all the health. And all
actually,
that.
I only have like I only lost one spell slot, and I only used one wild shape, so a short rest would do it for me, but I don't know which case. So.
Yeah, maybe someone can give guard, and thus bigger tanks can rest more.
I can do that.
Sure. So yeah. You guys... Maybe in the clearing you just found with a wagon, there's an empty wagon, how about that? And you guys, unless you want to move somewhere else. Up to you guys.
Okay.
It's a pretty empty spot.
Okay.
There's a wagon in the middle. There's already a fire pit, like, kind of set up, but it's, like, smaller than you
is
guys.
So there's no sign of life or anything? There's no sign of, like, activity?
No. I mean, beyond the regular, like, birds and stuff. I mean, you know this forest is kind of dangerous. There's stuff around.
Okay.
This is kind of wildlands. I mean, there's bound to be things, so it might be smart for someone to keep watch.
I'm gonna roll perception, just right off the bat,
yeah.
Because I feel like we haven't rolled random. And that's a 19.
19, okay.
Yep.
So you do know, like, I mean, you're just wondering about what's around.
Yeah, like, kind of like, I'm trying to look around, basically, like, see what's, if there's anything of interest, or if there's, I guess what I'm trying to say is, I want to make sure that this is not a trap. Of some sort.
Oh, where this place is.
Yeah.
So, I mean, around you, surrounding you, is just kind of an empty clearing. So, it's like, I think when you approached it, you guys were around like a kind of a cliff area and it kind of dips down a little bit. There's like a road that goes through. So, this is kind of an empty camp area. And there's a road that goes through. It's pretty thick with forest. This place isn't made by monsters, so there's no traps or anything. I mean, you would have seen it.
Is this still the place that we sort of like saved the little people out?
Yeah,
like,
so that.
Place?
Yeah, the middle was the wagon and it was coming on this way and they took a rest. So this is the same place where you guys did the last encounter. I mean, I guess we have perception. You kind of looked around. I mean, it was just an empty clearing. It's not a big deal. It's kind of foggy. I mean, based on your druidic senses, you do know that kind of a storm's coming, a thunderstorm.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to affect you. I mean, you guys can set up tent and be dry. It's fine, but it's going to be like pretty rough weather.
Mm.
That's kind of what you notice.
OK. Gotcha.
So you're keeping guard?
Yeah, I'll keep guard.
I mean, because I could do it too, but...
Yeah, I mean, you can take shit.
Also, keep in mind that I'd rather have the people that have dark vision keep guard. Kind of like a little bit later.
So. I think that's... Rest?
I mean, I think 3 health points still, so not really.
I think you do.
Yeah.
At the end of this rest, everyone gets the same amount of rest.
So it's
I'm at full health. Because I turned into an octopus and didn't get attacked at all.
I say we can do whatever as long as you get through the night and then keep going.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
I'd say you should probably take a short rest.
Okay.
At least.
So I'll just say there's like maybe, I mean, you can do shifts, so maybe there's like 2 shifts, so who's doing the first shift, I guess?
I'll do the first shift.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you guys...
Let this man rest.
Yeah, you guys decide this from yourself.
Okay.
Okay.
I have dark vision too.
Yeah.
And keep in mind, if something does come at you in the night, it's... You only regain all the stuff once you wake up, once the morning comes.
Okay.
Yeah. So if something comes, I'm gonna roll for a random encounter.
Mm-hmm.
But if something does come, then yeah.
Okay.
So,
Does Sean regain health points now or at the end of it?
At the end of it.
Okay.
Yeah. So I guess place. I mean, go. Where do you want to sleep and like where are you watching?
And
position yourself.
I position myself kind of like on top of the wagon. Can I just do that?
Yeah.
Is there like a?
Yeah, there's like a
scaffold.
Like
yeah. Okay.
So
yeah, I just kind of sit on top, kind of meditate a little bit too.
Okay.
Yes. So I'm laying down next to the wagon, the fire pit.
Oh, it was a fire pit. Is that Beth's fire pit?
Yeah.
Who needs health to be regained? It was only...
I think it's these two.
If you guys short rest, you can use one of your hit dice, or however many hit dice is to short rest, if you guys want to do it before you... I mean, I'll let you regain health if you ever fight anything. You know what I mean?
So you have 4d10 hit dice.
Yeah, you can use
you can
any amount of the d10s. You regain all of that at the end of the long rest, which is basically when you wake up. So in the event that you fight something tonight, if you want to use your hit dice, you'll be able to regain it for that fight.
Mm.
And also, I think Jesse's a bard, so he gets,
yep.
I think, 1 extra d6 because he plays music while he's asleep.
Aw,
so, you guys want to use hit dice, you can go ahead just to buff yourself up before if you fight something.
Yeah,
it's the Song of Rest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you play to sleep? What's your lullaby?
Could you come?
As you sleep. Oh wow!
Is that the only song you have? Relax.
So relaxed.
One hit wonder.
From my concert, it's the same song. I've never
oh
seen
my
it.
God!
Yeah, so I'm gonna roll my d8.
Yeah.
I wonder why your K-pop
you
fans hate you.
Hey, I rolled a 7. No, that's a 1. Never mind.
I rolled a 71.
You get a d6 too, with the Song of Rest, because he's playing it. If you
want
to.
Wait, but is there an encounter? I thought we were supposed to wait until the encounter happened.
I'll let you short rest before then, just so you have something before if a fight does happen.
Oh, cool.
But at the end of the night, you just regain your hit dice anyway, if you want to use some
okay.
all.
Gotcha. Sean?
No, I'm fine.
Are you sure you're okay? You're at 33!
Yeah, that's fine.
It's fine,
so
but I mean, like, that's like, like 3/4 of his health. Right now.
Yeah. Anyone else sleeping? Who's doing what?
Am I sleeping?
If you want to. I think he's staying up for a bit.
I mean, it doesn't matter because I don't have anything to gain.
Mm.
I'm sleeping.
Okay, yeah, neither do I. Well, actually, my wild shape.
Okay, good night.
Alright. Are you just sleeping a little?
Yeah.
I mean, you just position your arms, right?
I keep sleeping on top of the cart.
So, like, yeah, I mean, it's raining. It's not quite on your. I mean, it's not disturbing your sleep or anything. But like,
mm-hmm.
you hear thunder in the distance, and it's like pretty thunderous. Yeah, and it's like a brief. It's like a little fog that comes around just because of the moisture. It's a little like, you know, it's humid, but you guys can sleep okay. Legion's staying up. Do you have fire like going or? Yeah. You have a little fire, and you sit there. You're brooding in front of your thing because you're like an edgelord. What's your perception at? Just give me a perception.
15.
Yeah.
Plus 1, 16.
Nice. Okay, so I mean, you hear thunder's going down and you notice that it's pretty like... Sometimes it gets really close and it kind of shakes the whole place a little bit. Like, that's what you notice. You kind of look around, there's some beers that jump across and like some bugs and stuff. But nothing's approaching you.
Does dark vision see anything?
No, I mean, yeah, Divergent, you kind of see everything, just like, it's kind of dim. But yeah, I mean, you just see some animals jumping in the pan of grass, and like, just nothing out of the ordinary. Yeah. It's about midnight-ish. If you want to go to rest, you can. Anyone else want to go take a space, you can.
Okay. You should rest.
Cool.
Yeah.
I'm gonna rest.
I'll take over. Like I said, I wouldn't.
Give me your perception. So right now Flinge is staying up.
Should I use my, if my passive perception is higher, should I use that?
Sure.
15.
Yeah, a little bit better. What happened, Legion gets down, if you guys talked about it, you know, you guys noticed that it's really thundering really loud, like it's just a thunderstorm, but it's
okay.
Kind of, it's heavy rain.
Okay.
But Legion went to bed, and where you kind of keep and watch,
mm-hmm.
where are you on top
of
the cart?
Oh, yeah, head? Still on top of the cart.
Okay.
That's my thing.
So you see pretty, you see kind of like through the trees, like it's kind of a cliff, so you do see through the trees. So you see kind of see through the trees a little bit, you see kind of something moving,
yeah.
Something a bit like as tall as the trees.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of see, you can't really see too well, but you see kind of a shape moving through the trees, and you see kind of the tree line a little bit, and it's kind of doing a little shaky thing.
Okay.
And some birds flying through the things. The rain's pouring out really hard, so you can kind of see a shape, but you kind of see something like as tall as maybe like a tree.
Uh-huh.
Moving to, like, I guess moving around. You don't know if it's moving toward you or anything.
Okay.
You see some movement over there.
I immediately wake up the tank. I go to Legion, I go, hey, there's something out there. Actually, no.
Save me. Protect me. He just went to
Well,
sleep.
Yeah. That man, I'm gonna let him rest, actually. I'm gonna go to Eb.
Okay.
He just goes out and he goes, what? Anyway, yeah.
Protect me.
Eb wakes up.
Until we figure out what this is, I kind of wanted to keep watch, but I do see movement over there.
I'll just say it's over here.
Yeah.
Fuck you,
or
boy.
Like,
I mean, like, hey.
Why do you wake me up?
If you want to get attacked and murdered in your sleep, well, that's fine by me too.
What do you say to him?
That's exactly that interaction. That interaction we just had. That was it. That was our conversation.
All right, Eb. I want to make a little perception check. See what you see differently.
I got plus zero.
One in that 20.
You see through time. I guess you see everything.
Watch out.
So you see something coming closer. So it's definitely coming closer. The tree line, instead of seeing just trees kind of shaking, you see some trees kind of falling and like kind of disappearing, or like they're like falling, they're like dropping down as it comes towards you. And you see kind of, it's coming closer, maybe about like 50 feet that away. You see kind of a mass.
What?
Holy
kind of a
shit.
Little,
hey,
kind
I
of
think
a
we
mountainous
should...
mass. Kind of
like a katamari kind of
thing? Yeah, except the katamari,
freaking
is that
waves.
The katamari is like, it's a little like globule, it's not a sphere, but it's like a glob.
Okay.
But it's like big, and it's kind of, the trees are kind of falling in it.
Oh my god.
And it's kind of, you don't really have a good look at it yet, but it's coming in about like 40 feet that way.
Alright then.
Let's wake up.
We need to wake everybody up.
Yeah.
So it's here.
Yeah, like in the trees, you don't see.
We're gonna need to get out of here.
Yeah.
And like.
Yeah, I immediately go to wake up the rest of them.
All good to go. Good to go.
Yeah,
everybody. Breakfast time.
Already breakfast.
Okay, I don't know why, but I envision you as Mushu now.
What does he say? Rise and shine. Good stuff.
Yeah,
so we'll tell everybody to go. What?
Just,
the off,
a different
direction.
That,
yeah.
Yeah.
Just
like, towards Dresden, or I don't know.
Still towards Dresden, if we can.
Yeah. Let's run. Let's get the fuck out of here.
Okay. You guys head. All right. Let's just go that way. Who's going first? Who's running? How are you guys doing this?
I'll stay in the back to make sure nothing comes.
I'm running.
Yeah, I'm running.
I'm running.
Who is in front though?
I'll be in the middle.
I'll do the front then. No one claims to be in the middle.
I can be the third.
I do.
All right, so you guys pack up your shit and go. Eb, give me another perception check.
Oh, no.
Hey, you got the nat 20 before. Maybe I should have gone
14.
You have plus zero?
Zero. Oh.
I should have gone. Can I just perception check right? Oh, never mind.
I'll have the first two, but yeah, it's fine.
how I want to do this.
The closer the dice get to the camera, the more the few people that enjoy ASMR are
even you
having
are
like a really good experience right now.
So yeah, you roll what, the 14?
Yeah.
Okay. So you start heading down that way. You just kind of run through through the road. So the road's kind of straight. You kind of see in the distance. It's still foggy. But in the distance, you see the same kind of mass kind of shambling towards you.
It's still coming.
Another one. So
what?
So while you're heading
one.
So you're heading out this way. You've been running. Let's say you ran for like a few, a few minutes, and you see a different one heading that they're doing the same thing, but at this time it's like on the road and it's kind of shambling towards you.
What the hell?
So you get a good look of it. So yeah, imagine like you said, Katamari, just full of like random shit.
Yeah.
But imagine that, but it's like kind of a green glob that's maybe. It doesn't say how tall it is. But
it spins the trees, so.
Yeah, so maybe like as tallish as the trees ish.
60 feet.
Ish. Sure. It's pretty big. It's kind of a weird unshapen mass that's kind of shambling and rolling along. You see bits of other things in it, like bones and pieces of wood and like weapons and stuff. In the middle of the glob, you see a kind of what looks like a hole, like a mouth, and it's kind of as it shambles like through like a rock, kind of eats it up, and like kind of you hear it crumbling and it keeps moving. So it's always kind of moving, kind of consuming.
Yeah. Was there anything we could do?
Well,
could just run in the other direction.
What'd that mouth do?
So it's kind of like. Kind of rolling along this kind of road right in front of you. With the direction you're headed, you look behind. I mean, let's say Legion is behind, right? You kind of look behind you, and you kind of see the same thing. Trees kind of felling, and it's kind of going the same direction.
Oh my god. Wait, there's on all sides of us?
Two sides,
here,
front and back.
Here, right?
Let's say if you guys are going along this path, Ebb is looking at one right in the right ahead of you, and the one's kind of going behind. Like it's approaching you guys.
In the woods, through the woods.
Take a turn here.
That way.
Can we?
Detour.
Sure. One of you guys do that. So you guys kind of cut through the forest a little bit.
Yeah.
Give me. Who has the highest dex, I guess? Or who has the highest survival nature kind of thing? Something you can traverse like the forest through.
Survival?
I have plus 3 in survival.
Plus 3 survival too.
I have plus 4.
Oh!
I have plus 0.
I guess someone take charge and lead the party through the forest so that you can be faster.
Okay, so.
What was survival? Like wisdom?
Yeah, I'm very wise.
Okay, see how wise these guys are.
I mean, you're old as hell.
7.
Okay, so I mean, you guys are going through.
I just woke up, I'm tired.
True, okay, I'll give you that.
You guys are pretty thick forest, so there's like kind of brambles and like roots and stuff, so you kind of like, trying to trudge through it. There's it's kind of muddy. You guys aren't making too much progress, but these guys are kind of slow. So you guys kind of cut through the forest, but you see kind of these mounds coming kind of in the distance. You guys aren't making any ground. It's still kind of...
Mounds is in the candy bar?
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Nice coconuts. Cool. But you guys can outrun it if you guys keep going through the night.
All
right. I think. But you guys you guys are kind of not heading in the right direction, so you guys want to turn, I guess.
Is there a way we can get to Dresden without...
I can take the long way around, I guess. Then you guys won't have to rest.
I think really want to fight these guys.
Yeah, I really don't want to fight Shrek.
So there's one back here, and then like one coming this way.
Yeah, and they're kind of heading towards you, maybe. Yeah, they clearly...
So they can see us.
Yeah, they clearly didn't know you're there, it seems like.
How can they see us though? Is it like a seismic thing, or is it just like they can smell us?
Monsters.
Can we find the source of the shadow balls? Or
the shadow balls?
Is this the source? I mean, they're just the own entity. They're kind of
get to inverse.
Seems like they just want to eat things.
Okay.
I mean, you guys cannot run it. You guys won't be able to rest. I think that's just the dilemma. I guess you guys cannot run it.
Okay.
You can take a long way around, or you can stay and bite if you like.
I'd rather run.
I run.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean,
touch that thing with my 10-foot.
The only thing is that you guys.
Oh my god.
You guys just don't have the benefit of resting. That's the only thing.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine. Running's good. Okay.
Yeah, it is.
You guys run. So yeah, it's like a really stormy night. It's a lot of mud, but you guys kind of stretch through it. It's not very comfortable. You guys are pretty tired. But another 3 or 4 hours trek. How long did I say it was? 5 or 6? To get the chestnut, I forgot. I'll just say it takes a little longer since it's kind of muddy, since it's raining, and you guys are going not through the road, but through the forest. Mm-hmm. And you head up towards that direction.
Yeah.
Eventually, though, you kind of pass over like actual stone roads and lands, and you see some farms and settlements and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The lights aren't on, and I mean, you pass by farms and kind of windmills and stuff. Mm-hmm. If you guys want to stop by, if you like to, you know, rest or whatever, it's still pretty rainy. You can, but otherwise, I'm gonna assume you guys go right past them.
I mean, like, if they want to rest, is there like. I mean, it's farms. There's got to be a barn or something. We could just break into a barn.
Yeah, I mean, might be. I'll say Justin's another, like, hour to trek down the road.
Okay.
The rain's kind of stopped. Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah, okay.
Let's just keep going.
Okay. Yeah.
Give me another.
At this point.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's fine.
Dang it. I almost want to encounter something.
So, yeah, you guys make it out of the forest into, like, the road. Area. I mean, you see farmland, you guys walk past it, you guys didn't want to stop, you guys keep heading towards Justin. You start getting like the kind of smell of lake water, you see some like kind of seagulls flying overhead. I mean, you start to approach a body of water. You guys cross over a bridge that is a pretty big river heading towards Justin, and you kind of look down, you kind of follow the river down a little bit, and you see kind of a town settlement in the distance towards what looks like a big lake. As you head towards there, the farms start getting, I guess, more popular. There's a lot more farms and barns around.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like these guys grow, I mean, just standard wheat and fruit and stuff.
Wheat?
Yeah, wheat. Mm-hmm.
The good marijuana?
The good
kush?
They trade it for ore and brick. But, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, but these guys, they don't look particularly friendly. They kind of look at you and they kind of pay you no mind. Some people, so you see some farmers like kind of pushing their carts past you. They don't really say hi. They kind of give you a look and walk past you. They're not really paying you any attention. People kind of ignore you or do their own thing. They don't look like very savory, very like
mm-hmm.
decent people, I guess.
Okay, I walk up to one of them and go, "What was that, Mugovich?"
You see him like kind of, he has a wheel, he's kind of like, Imagine the in Game of Thrones, the squid people, Pike, the Iron Man, like those kind of guys. Imagine that kind of like very, they're kind of weirdly, I don't know why they're wet, but like they're kind of like
they're just always wet
because they're like sailors, right? They just came from boating or whatever.
I was just gonna ask the man about the goddamn green globs.
The green globs. I mean, he kind of looks at you a little bit. He's like wheeling a wheelbarrow of fish. And he's gonna look at you. What do you mean, globs? There are plenty of things in these forests.
Yeah, but I've never seen a giant fucking green, like, just mass of. It almost, like, just. I don't know.
Maybe you need to go around more. I don't know. And he kind of pushes it.
I just told you to get out more. Get off your damn cell phone.
Do I look like. I point at my face and I point at Maru and I go. Do I look like a man who stayed in the goddamn buildings and shit? In towns? Okay. I'm a fucking dragonborn!
Kinda.
Look, you look like one of my fish. I don't really care.
Oh, God.
Okay. I'm not gonna deal with these Trump supporters.
Stay out. I'll go here. You gotta walk past you. This whole place looks kind of like gray and kind of dead. It's like, it's really kind of dreary.
Post-Trump America.
In the settlement, you see, imagine like kind of movies where you see industrial era of London where there's like,
mm-hmm.
you know, smoke coming out and there's like, you know, the streets are bleak and gray and cobble and there's like muck on the floor, like people like throw your shit on the floor or whatever, I don't know. But it's like, it's not a great place to be in. You guys approach the city. There's like cobble walls around it.
Yep.
The gates are open, so people are just wheeling mostly fish and dried fish and other such
other fishery goods.
Other fish related items. and yeah, they don't really care. You see like by the gate, open giant open gate, no one really cares. Like the guards aren't doing their job. Mm-hmm. You see them like you see what people are should be guards, they're wearing the right stuff, but their helmets and their spears are like against like the doors and they're just playing dice. They're just like they're back.
They're rolling D20s.
Yeah, they're rolling like what looks like weird, like rounded dice you've never seen before.
Did you legitimately just roll in that 20?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Oh no.
No, not anything. But there, one guy is winning. I'm winning. You know, he's got one. But these guys, this is like a rough town. The type of people you see are the fish people or fish people. Maybe there's no fish people. There's like fisher people and guys are like. What you do notice are people walking around, kind of in leather armor. Some of them have like kind of daggers on their side. They're like shiny. They're walking around, you see a decent amount of them. But yeah, you see kind of a really dreary town. The town of Justin is really bleak. If you guys play Skyrim, if you know Riften.
Kind of, yeah.
So that kind of thing. There's a central river that runs through it. Imagine like canals, like kind of Amsterdam, where it kind of divides the city in two, and there's bridges going across it. The bridges are like wooden, like it's such a crap place. People all kind of spit in the street.
Did you just compare it to Amsterdam and then call it a crap place?
Like, I've done the Amsterdam is a lovely place.
Well, we lost 20 listeners from Amsterdam now. I hope you're happy.
They have better things to do. But yeah, it's a kind of a canal town. That's the comparison. But unlike Amsterdam, it's shitty.
Okay. See, there you go. There you go. You got to specify.
You follow the river down toward the lake. You see a lake and it's docked. And there's a bunch of like boats and kind of like sailboats. A bunch of like birds jumping in and out, eating fish. Mm-hmm. People are like spitting in the street. They like have their like stock, like in they're like selling fish and crabs and shit.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't care. Just sit there kind of chewing their shit and like they kind of eyeing you kind of weirdly. Some of them is like, lobsters, come buy your lobsters for like 20 gold each.
Come get your lobsters.
My cabbages.
Get some crab. You see some of your pickled cabbages and like salted ham and like just really basic shit. Mm-hmm. It's not a very rich town, but you do see like you do see some rich people in like robes and stuff, but you see other like they're always surrounded with guards with like, you know, heavily armored, some with like the silver daggers again.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, besides that, the only point of interest is like a town center that kinda cuts the river cuts through and a port city toward the lake. Or the ports, I guess. There are docks and a bunch of boats towards the end.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, you guys approach this. What do you guys like to do?
So we're in pursuit of one of them, right?
It doesn't matter. Like, there are leads. Like, we're just looking for leads at this point. And I feel like at the point in which we find, like, the strongest lead, that's when we go. We like to follow that one.
Okay, so maybe we should go. Did you say the people with like the daggers were part of some security thing, or
you see some do? It's weirdly enough, like they come, they look like they're all sorts. Some people selling stuff have daggers. Some people escorting like the richer people. If some richer people have daggers on their side, you're not really.
Mm-hmm.
Are they like a guild of people?
Mm.
It's just random people, random daggers.
It's kind of random. You can't really tell. You can't really tell a correlation.
Okay.
They all look just as nasty and shady.
Gotcha.
Just from your own perception, of course. You don't really know anything. Yeah.
I roll perception.
Yes.
23. Take that.
23. No one's a rogue here. Who's the rogueiest one of you? I'll say Ev.
The druid.
who amongst you have been amongst like shady people?
Why?
Thieves and rogues and such.
Probably me.
Yeah, okay. So with the experience and stuff, there's this thing called thieves. The thieves, like the class, the rogue class, they actually do it. They have an ability called Thieves Cant, they're able to like speak to each other in a language. They just say things like, you know, rope 22, full moon or something. It's like code. Just random words. It sounds like kind of like random words to you, but they're speaking a language. And from the experiences with rogues, you know, the people in daggers kind of go after each other and be like, hey, orange, monkey, dragonfish, go the other direction. And the guy goes, oh, okay. I mean, you don't really understand, but you kind of notice that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, Flinch was the one that noticed it, and I guess you went to a party and Ed told you about it, because you're the one that rolled really high.
Okay.
Yeah, you notice that only the people with silver daggers kind of doing that little speak thing. As you pass by with your perception, Flint, you notice that one of the pubs are getting, like, it's a huge pub kind of in a town square.
Yeah.
And people are going in and, like, it's pretty rowdy in there. You hear, like, again and stuff. And there's, like, music going on in there. It's pretty lively, and people are just sitting outside drinking, too. They're pretty rowdy and drunk, and some look at you guys, like, they don't really pay attention, but they notice you.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of the biggest thing you see around.
Okay.
Oh, and then the tavern is, I mean, the it's a tavern. It's called the Salty Fish.
It's me. I guess I walk in there, and then, like, I guess I'll go ahead and ask the bartender. Because, I mean, like, if anyone would be would hear stories and stuff, it would be the bartender of, like, one of the most popular pubs.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. Yeah, good source of information.
Okay. So you just, anyone who's out, does anyone want to do anything else?
I'm gonna get myself a pint.
Oh yeah.
I'm gonna get the lobster.
Kind of outside.
Yeah.
You see someone outside the tavern selling lobsters and stuff. Nijun, do you want to do anything else before we? You guys had to follow in their lead, or do you want to do your own thing?
This is the town where Vela was, correct? Or now?
Not necessarily. The vice prison, the guards don't really know. And, you know, they didn't.
I mean, they're all escapees. Only information we had was this place was the biggest town.
Yeah, all they said was they might. I mean, I think what they just said was, oh, they might have some information there. They're not really sure either.
Mm-hmm. I'll follow him.
In the tavern? Okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, you approach a lobster guy and, you know, it's like, hey, you want to buy a lobster?
Yes. I have five.
5 salted lobsters, that's 25, no, 35 gold pieces, please.
35?
35 gold pieces. Finest salted lobster in all of the area.
I'll give you 20 for 5.
20 gold pieces? How about 20? 21 and a silver.
How about 20 and a silver?
Okay, you have a deal. And he kind of reaches over and says, out of 5 salted lobsters.
I walk outside and I buy some calamari.
I got the lobster. Wait, they're all?
Of course, and they're like kind of like still moving. All he did was just throw some salt on them. Like, here you go. Fine quality salted lobster.
Yeah, I grabbed them. I guess 6. I give him
money. He doesn't let go of the lobster tails. Like, he reaches out for the money.
Yeah, I reach out for the money and grab the lobster and give the money.
Okay, he kind of like puts it in. All right. What do you want, sir?
Do you have anything cooked?
Define cooked.
I leave. I go back in and grab a pint.
Are you a dragon?
Yeah.
Can't you cook it?
Yeah. I'm a lightning dragon! I don't
Close
have
enough.
Fire!
You can take the lightning.
I'm guessing a sacred flame at
last. Oh yeah, I guess I do have produced flame. But like, do I want to? Like, I mean, like, it's a cantrip anyway. But like, I want calamari because it goes good with beer.
But you turn into a freaking octopus. You turn into other seafood.
Hey, man. Sometimes.
Turn into a lobster.
sometimes when an octopus is in the mood, he gets cannibalistic. You know.
Oh, I assume this guy is just talking about buying calamari, and this like little halfling child comes over, and he's kind of, you know. Oliver Twist kind of like, you know, runty looking, like, kind of dirt in his face. Like, sup? Are you talking about some calamari? And he reaches down and he has a bucket and it's like full of watery goop, brown goop, and he reaches in and he grabs a bunch of like squid and tentacles are going around. Like, you want some? I'll sell it for you for 60 gold.
60?
Yes.
60.
60.
That's a no. And I just keep walking there.
What about 50 gold?
20.
40 gold.
22.
Why is this exchange occurring? Does this kid know something?
Fine, 25.
Ask him for something else and
like
you give him more.
Like,
like info, I don't know. Because he's a kid that goes up to random people, maybe he
true.
Knows.
Okay.
I want to buy the squid or not. 30, right?
23.
Fine, take it.
Okay, yeah, I give him 23 gold. God damn it.
Tossed on them. It's like the squids are kind of half mutated. They have like a third eye.
Jesus Christ!
Oh my God. No backseas, and he runs away.
Wait, no, oh, wait. Okay. He just ran away.
Yeah. Yeah,
he turns around. How about that?
Hey, kid.
What?
Oh my God.
Have you seen any prisoners? Just like someone would like, they would have. They don't. I forget. They have like a.
They have serial numbers on their forearm.
Yeah. Have you seen someone with like a serial number tattoo on their arm or something?
10 gold.
Oh. I'll give you back the squid.
Oh wow.
Along with 5 gold.
I'll give you the squid and 2 gold.
Fine. Takes it back. Yeah, I see a bunch of them. They're out in the prison, right? They're prisoners.
Bamboozled again.
He turns around.
I walk away. I just got fucked.
Oh my God, flinch.
Walks away.
I walk into the bar.
Does that lobster come pretty far?
I kept a little bit of calamari. Just
a little tender.
Just I just need a taste, and I produce flame, and I'm just sadly walking away as I'm like cooking this calamari.
Do you want a pint?
Okay,
I don't want to spend money.
So yeah, the tavern's like pretty big and pretty open. There's a lot of just like open like standing tables around in the salty fish. You see people just kind of drinking, more dice playing. You see like minstrels with like violins. They're playing like weird shanties. Like, there are all sorts of people you see kind of, they're all really shady looking, they're all kind of matted and weird and dirty, missing teeth and just stinks of just see things.
See things.
You see, you don't see any like, there's no dragonborns or...
Hey Kevin, do they stink of semen?
Is there any semen? Place.
I'm sorry.
Semen.
I'm
all
sorry.
Semen
I'm
here.
So sorry.
One way to semen.
Ew.
But yeah, I mean, the type of deal, you see some weird exotic type people. There's some like little like knee high weird rat looking people. They're just like rats on like 2 legs, and they have like
what
you know the? Backpacks and stuff. They're
oh, so this has just like, turned into Warhammer 40k. Huh?
Not vermintide, but they look like kind of like guinea pigs with it on their 2 legs, kind of they're just walking around. They have like weird scimitars and they have like hats and stuff. They
so
talk,
cute.
They squeak in their own language. You see some cat people.
Oh God.
They're kind
hey,
of in their own quarter, drinking their weird thing.
Fire crotch.
One of the cat people is playing a violin, he's doing really well at it, and like and like sailors are throwing copper at him.
Hey, could I have become a cat person instead?
Cool cat.
He's like playing it. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of guys at the bar, and you look at the bar, and it's just like it's a dwarf. He's an old-looking dwarf, but he's kind of polishing things. He's handing off like mugs of ale, whatever people order. But as you, I mean, if you want to approach him.
Okay. Hey, what's up?
what do you want?
Well, I mean, like, I kind of want some information, if possible, like just. I mean, I feel like you'd have heard a lot of things coming through here.
Information? You're looking for information?
Yes.
What are you looking for, a job or...?
No, not a job. Specifically, I'm looking for 2 prisoners. One would be named Agert, the other Fela.
So once he hears these names, he kind of like... He comes like kind of distant. He's like, alright, look, I don't know what you think we do in this town, but you don't need to tell me
any
information. Look, there's a guy over there in the corner bar. He is kind of a green. He's, I guess, in work. Go talk to him. I don't need piece of advice in this town. Don't talk to anybody unless you really know them.
Okay.
These guys aren't good people.
So you just told me to don't talk to anyone and then direct me to go talk to another person.
He knows what he do you want this or not?
I'll take it. I'm just trying to process this, you know, like.
I can ask for 5 gold. You really want to. But look, I think I know what you're talking about, but you don't ask too many questions, but that guy is trust. I know him first.
Okay, alright. Yeah, cool, thank you.
Don't give him any more money out.
Okay.
Especially those kids. Fuck those kids.
I already broke bank. It's too late for that.
Yeah.
A tear rolls down my face. Yeah, so I go approach.
Yeah, I mean, this
did
guy,
you say half orc or?
He's just an orc.
Okay. Okay, cool.
Anyone else doing anything different besides, or just following Flint around?
I throw him.
I have another pint.
Yeah, and he hands you a thing. It tastes kind of weird that you like.
Oh god.
This fishy. Like, fishy and like diluted.
I'm gonna go with Evan, have a pint.
Yeah, so he just got set at the bar and prompt. And he, yeah, it's not really good ale. but yeah, you approach the orc in the corner, near the cat people. You see somebody sitting in the corner with its own table with a bunch of scrolls and people around him. But you see Gibbler. You see him sitting there with a bunch of scrolls around him. He's like kind of writing things down. He's like kind of flustered. He's talking to what is a guy in like a weird robe. It's like a bigger guy just sitting there, and Gilmar is just trying to like appease him. Like, he's using words like, oh, I'm sorry, my lord, let me get this information from you. Sign right here. I misplaced my pen. Okay, get here. And he's like kind of flustered, but he looks different from when you met him. He has a bunch of scrolls, he's writing things, he has like a weird hat. He looks kind of, he has a big backpack on the back, and like he's set beside where he sits. But he's like,
how long has it been? It's been like a week.
Yeah, let's say it's a week. And he's doing
this man.
But yeah, he kind of does this thing, and he looks up, be like, he sees you, be like, 1 second. And he's trying to deal with this guy.
Okay.
But yeah, it's like, all right, I'll contact you next week, so don't go anywhere. I'll have a job for you, don't worry. And he kind of does this and hands it over to him, and the guy's kind of, you don't really see the guy in the hood. He's like a weird robe, he's like, urgh. And he stands up, he's like fucking 8 feet tall, grabs his paper, and he kind of shambles out of the thing.
Okay.
And Gimlar comes and goes like, yo, I haven't seen you in like a week.
Yeah.
Where have you been?
Around? You know?
We've been without nice massages since we last saw you.
That's true.
What happened? I just got up, I heard some shit going on, I got scared and I left.
I don't know.
It was
so scary.
But
like, there was this one big dude, and he just when we tried to bring the guy back, he just went crazy as we were trying to bring the fucking I forgot what the last campaign. What was the name of the deity that we were trying to bring? Ah, Voltron. We were trying to bring back Voltron, and then this big Minotaur guy, I guess he was your boss or something?
Yeah.
This man tried to kill all of us.
He just
attacked all of us, and like, he killed your friends too. Like, there was a lot of death.
I looked into the room, and I see a bunch of my dead, like, my friends fighting, and you guys fighting him, like, all my friends together, all together, not killing each other, killing this one thing. It was really kind of...
Yeah, that's exactly what it was.
Wow. I ran out because I got scared, and then, like, a wolf fucker, like, chased me out, so I got really scared, so I just ran out.
Oh, okay.
I ended up here, I got a job here. I'm like a recruiter, man. Like, I help people get things done. It's kind of really cool.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm doing, but, like, that's dope, you know?
Yeah, I mean, like, yeah, you gotta do what you gotta do, you know?
I'm not making any money. Should I be asking for money? I'm not really sure.
I think you should be. I think you can do good things.
I keep losing, like, 5 gold.
Hey. From what I hear from these motherfuckers, you should start a massage business. Like,
become... These guys just kind of, like, multi. Should I...
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, like, no. To your discretion.
Okay.
But like, yeah.
I haven't been working out. I'm pretty flabby. It's been like a week, man.
I mean, like, you can hit up that gym again. I mean, we ended up taking care of the big Minotaur guy.
Nice.
So like, yeah.
I wish I could go back and see all my old friends. You know?
We're here, man.
We're here.
How
feel
you guys
like,
doing?
Yeah, I have a lobster for your gains. It's like it's pure protein, man.
Yeah, it like rips it and like
push your gains.
Yeah, it's great. It's salty. Like everything in this town. what are you guys doing here? What are you guys up to?
Well, there's been a prison break kind of from the main
prison.
I've
heard. I'm getting some jobs about it. I'm not ready. Yeah.
Do you have any leads? Like, we're trying to look around because we want some of this bounty money. We want some of this good money, you know?
Can I ask you something? Are you with the law? Are you guys against the law?
We're kind of in the middle. We're debating. Like, we're flexible, but like...
Okay. Yeah. I mean, just in this time, I have to ask you because I'm pretty sure. Yeah. These guys are kind of scary. I don't know what they want sometimes.
Yeah. I mean, like, you know us pretty well. Like,
we're good people. You guys want to kill friends.
Yeah, no.
My only friends that I have. No, we would never do that.
Also, am I going to be the only one that does all the talking?
So, yeah, like, I met friends.
I'm drinking. I'm busy.
What do you guys...
He doesn't know me. I was in the closet the whole time.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah. So, you guys are looking for information?
Yeah. Just trying to figure out, get our bearings, kind of. See if we can find any leads on either Aegir or Fela.
Yeah. Okay. Those are prisoners, I assume.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of a recruiter. Like, people come to me asking for people to look like, for muscle and stuff and protect.
Mm-hmm.
So I know a bunch of people, apparently. I don't really know. I'm pretty good at this. I don't really know what I'm doing. But I hook people up.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of the prisoners, I have a friend in town. He's known around here as the information broker. I think he might have some information for you.
Okay.
So,
and where would we find him?
Alright, so head towards the port and turn left. Yeah, he just points toward the direction and tells
okay,
me
okay.
there. It was like,
does he want to come with us?
Yeah, do you want to tag along? Or are you good? Are you like, is this your...
Sure, I don't have anything much to do. And he kind of has his scrolls and he puts it in his bag, his giant bag full of scrolls. And he's not really organized, he's just kind of stuffing it in. He's like, alright, come follow me. And he heads towards there.
Okay.
And yeah, you guys head down towards the canals. More like halfling like kids come up to you with buckets with various like.
I don't even look them in the goddamn eyes.
Give them kind of gives them a kick. Give them kind of kicks one and that kicks them into the river. I don't talk to them. He kind of keeps going.
Okay.
Yeah. You guys head toward down an alley. It's kind of really windy and out of the beaten path. You guys have to like. Crawl over a crate a little bit into like another alley. Maru looks up and like you see kind of houses and people like hanging out in the like other windows. Imagine like medieval Europe where people like lean out and like pour out their shit, like little buckets of poop. And you see someone like, behind you, just like some like pucker, like some old lady like pouring out her like shit, like right next to you, kind of falls next to your boot.
Hey!
Hey!
Watch where you're going!
Hey! What's it up?
He says, watch it, this is where I pour my shit. He pours more shit.
I just keep going.
Yeah, you guys keep going and
I'm pouring shit here.
You guys come towards like a small, unassuming kind of unmarked hole in the wall. Not a hole in the wall, but it's a really it's all really tight shops and like just like people living in houses and stuff. One unassuming house is like just a wooden door and Gimnar goes, Knock. Fucking open up, this is me. It's Gimnar, he doesn't remember the thing, but like he hears some locks and yes, go in. And yeah. It turns out that you guys, so, and he's like, alright, I don't know, I mean you guys know in this town, you guys gotta barter and bargain for shit. I lost all these gold. This guy's no different. You guys gotta offer him something when he guys gives you information, so keep that in mind, alright? His name is Dilgaff. He's a little gnome.
Dilf?
a little Dilf. So, yeah, keep that in mind. And he opens the door and you guys head in into this kind of dingy looking shop.
Okay.
We can stop 9:30 if you guys want.
I guess this is probably a good place to stop.
Yeah, we'll do this first. We'll pick it up next time.
We'll see you guys in the next one.
Bye.
Bye.